What up, K-State Nation? Woo! Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Oh, K-State University here on this Monday, back in town again and getting y'all caught up with what went down with K-State Athletics here. All things K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. We don't just focus on two sports or three sports. We try to cover everything K-State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. KT Wooden Classic, track and field. You might as well call it the very first outdoor season for K-State. I know I pointed out last week, if you were listening to this podcast late last week, we pointed out three student athletes started outdoor season for K-State, but everybody participated in Wichita. Kansas there and highlighting that there were a couple wins in day one. This is going to be a two-parter here, so I'm not going to do what I just did for the women's tennis. If I could do that, but I don't have time right now, so we're going to divide this up into two parts. Day one, right, of the KT Woodman Classic at Wichita, Kansas, in Cesta Stadium. Gary Moore Jr. winning yet again on the field. We've seen this movie before. Moore, Big G, as Coach Travis Gopher nicknames him. He came up huge in the indoor season, and he picked up right where he left off there. Riley Marks getting a win in a javelin throw this weekend there. That was on Friday night. And you also have Vienna Lanier. Almost did not get that right there as well. She also put it down as well there. Lanier. Let's go back to her real quick. Vanessa Lanier won the 1500 meters with a time of 4 minutes and almost said 4 hours of 4 minutes and 27 seconds there. Gary Moore, Big G, winning the shot put at a 58.1 feet there as well. Nate Collier, teammate, obviously finished third in the same event in a shot put there as well. Let's just take a look at these stats, because this is a lot easier for me, because obviously I'm coming off a win myself this weekend, back to back, yes sir, in the Lake of the Ozarks. Again, we're gonna get, again, that's gonna be more later on in my other podcast I'm talking about there as well. But this is about K-State, so we're gonna start with the 800 meters. Jack Steiger coming in ninth. If you hear police sirens, I can't do that. Or fire truck sirens or whatever it is going on. It's just another day in morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. apologize for that, but I can't control that. Jack Steiger, 152, ninth. Alex Gutierrez, a 152, a minute 52. That was only good for 13th. Adam Snoke, 157. Ty Bechler, sub two there. Tommaso Franz did not participate, so that he DNF'd there as well. That's not good there, but big win on the track though. Vanina Lanier, why can I not say it? 4 minutes and 27 seconds, winning the 1500 meters there as well. So congratulations there, getting that done there. Grace Meyer, 6th. Paige Baker, 30th. And Kate Kowalik, 60th. Meyer at a 434, Baker 455, Kowalik 514. The men's 1500 meters, Jackson Esquibel, 3 minutes and 53 seconds. That was good for 7th place. There is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, talking KT Wooden Classic over the weekend for the men's and women's track and field outdoor. Now we're talking. We ain't talking about no more indoor stuff. Talking original track and field. Eddie Greer checking in with you on this Monday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. The 14th, I'm recording this, the 14th of April, 2025. Gutierrez, 354. That's a minute behind Esquibel. Top 10 finish for him, for Gutierrez. Devin Chappelle, PR. Congratulations there as well. 357 for Chappelle. PR. Congratulations. I saw a lot of that at Rock the Parkway. A ton of people. PR here. Damn. So, hey, I know I hate putting this in existence. But if we're gonna jump back in, because I had to miss it this year because of trying to defend my title, which I successfully did in the League of the Ozarks, and it fell on the same day this year. So hopefully not. And it sounds like it might be on the same weekend again. So we'll see. But if we train for half marathon, we better be on top of our game, because holy damn. Seeing those times from Rock to Parkway here in Kansas City over the weekend, a lot of PR, a lot of super fast times, and that might also be tribute to the weather, because the weather was pretty damn good, I heard. And it was good over it. It was cool in the Lake of Ozarks as well, but it got hot there. But yeah, hey, it's all about, again, we hear, I hate, sorry to get off track a little bit, but you hear about, you know, the perfect day. You want everything lining up for that PR. It seemed to be, this past Saturday, it seemed to be like it, because holy cow. A lot of super fast times. I know a lot of my friends PR as well. Of course, yours truly winning. Hell yeah. So that kind of trumps that card big time there as well. So yeah, I hear it on the podcast all the time that everything has to line up for that perfect day. Everyone wants that perfect, quote unquote, perfect day, right? The conditions have to be right. Things like that. I know. Next weekend with the, and I'm more prepared for this anyway, so it's not going to bother me too much, because at this point, I ran in any kind of weather. Yesterday, it was hot, and I was kind of out of it after the fact, but it had to get done. Some say fashion, right? So, you know, any kind of conditions, you have to adapt. It's just what it is. You're not going to get that perfect day. Hey, lucky for those, and not lucky, that's probably too hard, way too harsh, but hey, fortunately, that card was the card that I dealt with, and you take advantage of it. You got to take it. I said that multiple times in the show, or this show, or my other show, EG3 Podcast, get it? It's where you get your podcast. That, you know, you have to, my, what is going on out there? Wow. That's a lot. I heard all of that. Something serious must have happened. But unfortunately, but hopefully everything's okay. But something serious happened. It's a lot. It ain't gone in the last 2 minutes. ADD, sorry. But yeah, you just got to prepare yourself, because, hey, you know, so you're not going to get it. You're not always going to get it. You're just going to have to deal with the cards dealt with. And it's up to you. At the end of the day, it's up to you to do what you do. If you can't do it, then that's all right. That's okay. But you can't complain about it too much. You got to take advantage. A lot of people did that as well. And I think the winning time was like 110. Rock the Park. I don't have the stats pulled up. I'm going to probably say this for that conversation later on this week for the EG3 podcast. So, whew, man, that's a lot. Off the railroad tracks there. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State competing in the KT Wooden Classic this past weekend. Eddie Greer III here. Tommy Hazen, runner-up finish in men's 3,000-meter steeplechase at a 9:09. Gary Moore Jr. winning the men's shot put. Picks up right where he left off after concluding the indoor season. The Big 12 champion in the indoor picks up right where he left off. First outdoor meet for him, winning the men's shot put. Nate Collier finished podium third, and Emile Orlin 27th there. Jesse Burmett, second in the women's javelin throw, followed by Sadie Tanking, 6th. Brooklyn Jones, 19th. Burmett at a 44.5-meter throw for her. Was good for second. Run-up finish there. Christine Girono, it's been a minute since we heard this name, 4th. In the women's 5,000 meters at a 17:14, Alexa Rios, PR for her. Speaking of PRs, another PR from this weekend, Rios at a 17:45. Congratulations to her. Brock Olsen in the 5,000 meters, finishing the top 10 and 10th, 14:49. My guy, shout out my guy, Lucas. Lucas Holdren at a 15:16. He finished 24th. And finally, men's javelin throw, Riley Marks wins it. 70.8 meters there for him. That was a PR for him. And Emile Orlin finished 21st there in day one. So great performances all around. A couple PRs there. A couple wins a mixed bag of everything there for K-State in day one back on last Friday in Wichita, Kansas. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast fan, free to available daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, it's your very first time listening to this K-State podcast. Thank you for taking your time, out of the day, whenever this comes out, to listen to this episode. Again, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, hit that alarm bell every time I post content daily. Yes, sir, including the weekends, even though I forgot to post Saturday because of what happened. It got all kind of was focusing on Saturday, so I get a pass on that. But because I won, went going back to back in the 10K out there in the Lake of Ozark, so I get an excuse for that. But anyway, we post content daily, including the weekends. Every time we post content daily, y'all be first to know about it. Download the Podbean app now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDID Possibilist Podcast for that. And of course, tell one K-State fan, tell one about the Pearl Project Podcast there. Continue to spread the word about this K-State podcast. Thank you so much again. Thank you for continuing to listen to this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. That's going to wrap things up on part one of the KT1 Classic recap. We're going to recap day two yesterday here tonight. I'll probably record that tonight at some point when I get back from the Key CRC Monday night run there as well. We got y'all covered, so don't worry about that. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.